It's the afternoon cruise here on Jazz 88. I'm hanging out with some of the members of Big Homie, namely L.A. Buckner, David Smith, and Jemani Buckner. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here at Jazz 88. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Thanks again for the invite.
Oh, my God. It is no problem, and I am very excited about it. L.A. Buckner, you're very used to being here. We've had you in a number of times. I'm very excited to talk about the whole project, but I played Fireflies first because I wanted to talk to the initial author of that tune, your keyboard player, David Smith, who you described as like an absolute Swiss Army knife as far as helping out a lot of people with their live shows, creating a lot of music for a lot of different people, and being a huge part of the Big Homie experience. David Smith, can you talk just a little bit about making that tune and how it came about?
Yeah, so Fireflies came about in about 2020, summer of 2020, around
a simple
that time.
Yeah.
Quarantine. Good old days.
Right, yeah, you know, it came about because Eric Moore had actually reached out to me about just making some tracks for him here and there, you know, just to practice too and whatnot. And he would, you know, pay me a little cash here and there just for the tracks. And so Fireflies.
Eric Moore, one of the coldest drummers of all time.
Gotcha.
So when he's personally reaching out to you for tracks, like, that means something.
I needed that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were doing that and Fireflies came out of that. And then about a year or so later was when I started working with this drumless tracks company called Shed Tracks.
Shed Tracks.
So Shed Tracks, what they do is they provide practice tracks for drummers to practice to and to play the tracks. And so
now these tracks are like acrobatic workouts for drummers. It's a million lines, it's crazy hits, it's intros, outros, it's a whole workout.
Yeah, it's like whole like stadium level arrangement stuff just for drummers to
be in their basement playing too.
Exactly. And you delivered the goods. That's what the tune really, it has that level of acrobatics available for LA to shine on.
Exactly. Yep. And so then when the opportunity came for me to be a part of the band, I was like, hey, what if we played Fireflies? It's like he's already been playing to it.
I already knew the tune, like the back of my hand. I played it 100 times before. I'm like, what, you want to do this live? And like the musicians are going to freak out when they hear this. So
right.
I had to make it happen.
So you know, LA, you assemble some of the greatest musicians in town. Some of them bring in some incredible music. And one of your jobs is to make it cohesive and make it all LA Buckner. No matter where it starts, you got to make the sound Big Homie. So I'm curious, when somebody's bringing a track in and you're figuring out how do you make sure it sounds cohesive with the rest of your output?
That's a great question.
Oh, I know it is.
But the homies, they present tracks like wanting it to be a little different, wanting me to put my thing on it too. You know what I'm saying? Like David Feely, he introduced a track to me this morning, and I said, I already hear what I'm about to do to it. I already hear how I'm about to change it. I said, and we should play it a little slower. And we should, you know what I'm saying? So like I tell this to the students too. Like when you're learning something, learn exactly what it is, but then you're only learning exactly what it is so you know where to put your thing on it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Learn it like the back of your hand so you know how it could apply to you perfectly, tailor-made to your situation.
We're also hanging out with Jemani Buckner, who is the percussionist with L.A. Buckner and Big Homie, and is just an incredible joy to hear play live, and then hearing you on the record has also been amazing. And Jemani, with an instrument like percussion, I feel like at times less is more, and at times more is more. Mm. And I see you do both of those things, both in performances in the studio. There's a lot going on behind L.A. Buckner's kit. How do you figure out what to contribute, when to lay back, and how to make that perfect groove?
Ooh, that's the number one question I get all the time. You know, how do you choose what to do in this section, you know? How did you think about that? I say it's just vibing off of how he's moving during the different songs, and just in the spirit with it, you know. You know, I'm really
that's
not
the key word right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm really it just letting it just flow and just do what I've just been doing.
And Jemani's, I tell him all the time, his specialty is his moments. It's the light touches and the moments. Like he'll pick the perfect little bell and the perfect moment of sign, like bing, and everybody's like ah, or the rain stick perfectly, shh, like perfect transition. So his specialty is moments.
This is beautiful to hear, and it's also I already sense that you are a really wonderful leader, LA. Yeah. But something where all you've done in this interview so far is throw a highlighter on how beautiful the other gentleman you're working with is. And that is, you're not here going, oh, let me tell you how awesome I am. Or, you know, like.
Well, I did that so many times before here at Jazz 88, so it's time for me to pass the ball, you know.
Well, listen, it's a mark of a poor leader if they find people who are beneath their station, so they always shine the best. And you do the opposite. You find people who are on your level and beyond, and then make sure that you can shine together. The release show is on Friday night at the Capri Theater in North Minneapolis. LA, I saw you pointing out that you're playing a venue on the north side of Minneapolis, your side of town, the black side of town, and the blackest part of the state of Minnesota. You got access to a lot of stages in Minnesota that you could choose from. It seems to me that it was a conscious decision to go, this is the right spot for me to launch this album. It's called Northside. You're making a lot of people who never put an F in the word North.
Put
an F in the word North. What's important about doing it here, doing it at the Capri?
I'm an old student of the Capri. The Capri is like super legendary. That's where Prince did his very first like big show.
Right.
Packed it out. So like it's historic just for that. But I'm a student of the Capri. I went to their summer programming like for middle school, and I was working with T. Michael Rambo, the greats that we hear, the Austin Van. I was working with Dennis Spears, Sanford Moore. Like them is all my teachers. Yeah. Now, and they still doing their thing, running the city as the OGs, but them is my teacher. So like it's a homecoming celebration for me really with the Capri Theater. And it's super north side, right on Broadway. My church, right, both my churches is triangular distance away from the Capri. It's like we gotta turn that up. And my manager, he was saying, like, it's the Capri, but you know, we gotta sell it out. I said, as soon as I make these announcements at my church, they gonna show up and show out. It's gonna be slammed up in there. So I'm just very excited. I'm grateful. I feel it already. It's about to be it's going to be life-changing for whoever is there to witness it.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you're doing it this way and that all the graphics have you in the skyline and you as like the superhero drummer working around.
Can I explain that a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, you can. Well, so, wait, can I set it up?
What's up?
If you see him, he looks like a superhero cartoon where his chest is a drum kit and he's sort of climbing across the city for anybody who's not looking at the artwork at this moment. Is that about accurate?
That's accurate.
Okay,
that's accurate.
Give me the background.
I was talking to Carnage, the executioner, Terrell Woods, and he said, hey, you got to holler at my graphic designer. He said he could like take your body, turn it into drums and whatever. And he just kept talking. I was just staring at him. I was just like, wait. I'm like, no, I'm taking that idea. What? He could do what? And I talked to this dude, Pat Jensen. I think he lives in Duluth, I think.
Gotcha.
But Pat Jensen, just a random dude. Yeah. And his quality is fire. But that's really, if you look at the cover art, that's exactly what the music sounds like. And it's kind of prophetic. It's like this music is going to scientifically and spiritually reconstruct the matters of this city, matter of this city. It's going to audibly, you know what I'm saying, construct, it's going to spiritually affect people and impact people. It's going to change the outcome of our city. There's a rebirth coming back to Minneapolis, a renaissance, a resurgence of positivity. We've been known for too much negativity in the past 5-6 years, too many police killings or whatever. So it's like there's positivity coming back to Minneapolis, and I plan on being a part of that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you 100% on you being a part of that and how important that is. Now, I had all you gentlemen come a long way to talk today, so I want to ask more than one question of our friends, David and Jemani, who are here. Y'all have played a lot of gigs in life. I've had the honor of playing a lot of gigs in life. You know when you're in a special band. You know when you're in a band that might be one of those first two in the resume for the rest of your career. What does it feel like being in this trip with Big Homie and having this really gel into a band where it's like, these are the guys, this is who's playing the band. What does that feel like for you two?
You know, I guess it's really something special for me because for like the longest time, I never even really saw myself being a part of a band or something like this. So all I remember is when LA, he was like, hey, you know, we're thinking about bringing you on as the main keyboardist. I was actually kind of scared. I was like, man, like, I got to go up after Jacob Dodd.
Ooh,
keyboardist before. I was like, man, I don't know if I could do this. But, you know,
you
here
can
I am
do
about
it.
2 years later. Yeah. We're still going. So, you know, it's really special to just be a part of something like this, to be a part of one of my mentors' bands. And, yeah, it's really great. I love all the music, and you know, he's been grateful to allow me to even include my own songs in the album as well. So, yeah, like I said earlier, I'm just really really grateful for the opportunity to even just be in this band because I never even saw myself being a part of one.
Well, I can't imagine the band without you at this point. Nice. Jemani, let's slide that microphone over to you and find out what your experience is.
My experience has been great, you know. Even though me and LA are family, I still had to give an audition to come along. It's just, you know, just it's in the bloodline, just carrying on the legacy is a big part that I feel is just it almost gets surreal, but I try to just maintain composure and just not overthink and just flow with the flow.
Same way you're working on the percussion is how you're working on understanding life. The gig.
Okay.
That's right. Let's get a quick traffic check, and then we're going to play this tune, Northside, which I'm very excited about. It's a beautiful tune, and hopefully in the future we'll be able to play some of the other versions here on Jazz 88 as well. The man of the hour is our man, L.A. Buckner, and we're very excited about the new release with L.A. Buckner and Big Homie. Let's give a shout-out to the homie. He's the big homie, right?
Sure.
Mujah Masih is tuned in right now, and Mujah Masih is also part of one of these remixes of Northside, right?
Yes, indeed.
We're going to play the instrumental Northside, and just trying to get that F in my mouth. And
it'll flow. You'll get used to it.
Fantastic. Vince Staples, you had to do a little bit of that, too. Yeah, so I had some practice a couple of years ago. L.A. Buckner, congratulations to you on the record. David Smith, congratulations to you on the record. Jemani Buckner, congratulations to you. Ethan Yeshaya, congratulations. Jovan Williams, congratulations as well.
David Feely.
I was choosing to not congratulate. Okay. No, David Feely, congratulations to you. What an incredibly talented group of players you have. L.A., we're about to press play on this tune, Northside, which I've had the honor of seeing you play a couple times, including at the Taste of Minnesota event where you did an incredible job, and at the Selby Avenue Jazz Fest where you also did an incredible job. Anything you want to say about the tune before we press play, and wish you luck on Friday night?
Thank you so much. Northside, this tune embodies what it's like on the north side. The A section, it feels like soul food Sunday morning. It feels like barbecue. It feels like Juneteenth at Theater Worth Park, right? Then the B section, it gets real ugly. It gets real funky because sometimes the neighborhood does that. In little pockets here and there, it gets kind of ugly. But it's still funky. It still feel good. We get back to feeling good in a minute. So this is north side, y'all. I hope y'all dig it. Say it again.
It's still a beautiful song.
It's still a beautiful place. You know what I'm saying? It's still a beautiful place.
That's right.
Despite the funk sometime, despite the ugly.
Northside, L.A. Buckner and Big Homie. The show is on Friday night at the Capri Theater. Congratulations, gentlemen. You should be very proud of the work you've done.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.